Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is H. Khalif Khalifa at the Nat Turner Library in the Cujicaucalio Village in Southampton County, Virginia. This is the Nat Turner Radio Show. We are here this morning to share some information about the solar cycle journey and to share some things that we were doing this past week to make life the potentially good, rewarding, and enjoyable experience that it happens to be. If that is why you're here, you're in the right place at the right time, hopefully you're in the right frame of mind, hold on and we will get right to work. But first, we pay homage to the force and power that makes it possible for us to be here and for you to be where you are this morning. In all of the most magnificent names of the Creator, Sustainer, and Cherisher of all persons, places, and things, thank you for blessing us to be here this morning. I mean, thanks for holding on. I know that most of the listeners to my show happen to be people who tune in, who find us through the archives on Blog Talk Radio. Whether they find us by accident or they go there to search for us after hearing announcements or reading on Facebook or Twitter about the fact that we are cybercasting a show from the Nat Turner Library in Southampton County, Virginia. And hopefully the ones who find us will also find something that can be a benefit to them to realize the reasons why we share as we do. As stated before, we share this information that we use, share some information about the things that we do in an effort to make our life the potentially good, rewarding, enjoyable experience that it happens to be. If that's why you're here, we said we are happy to have you, whether it's on the archive or for the live broadcast. The methods we use is, first, we give the color and number that signifies for this particular day. Every day in creation has a number. Every day has a number. It's like everything, every being, everything has a number. And we say that everything has a color. So we go over the colors and the numbers as a way of trying to mechanically place ourselves in the divine order of the creation. For our thought is that if every day has a number, then that number is by the author of creation. And that number happens to be the number that signifies a name, identifies the law that governs this particular day of the week. We realize we're in the western part of the world, And it may be slightly different from wherever you are if you're not in the western part of the world. Nevertheless, it should translate into whatever language you're in. I'm not talking about the language would translate, but the meaning for the colors of the week and the reason why we try to be dressed in the colors of the week, and we identify the number that predominates, the number that gives us the clue as to what laws predominated that particular day. Today is Sunday. It is a yellow day. Yellow or gold. Date is 10/20/2013. That is the number 9. We get the number 9 by adding and then dividing the sum total until we get to a single digit. And the number 9 on the tree of life happens to be Auset, A-U-S-E-T. And the law of Auset means divine love. What we brought together into unity as Sabet, Auset binds together with her divine love. That is, if we put together, if what we put together was divine. It was, if it was not divine, that means it will not be binded with the divine love of Auset. But if it stays together for any length of time, it is because of the degree of love you may be feeling for whatever it is that you have put together. That is, it will not be put together if it is not done righteously or correctly. Divine love is reserved to bind together divine things. And there's a good reason for wanting to be careful about bestowing divine love on things, persons, places, and things in the creation. Since everything is in divine order, everything else that is righteous or divine is in order. If it's not righteous or divine, it cannot fit into the divine order of the other things that are in divine order. And it will be excluded from coming into the divine order if it is not perfect. So that's just a short rundown on the reason why we look at the numbers and we look at the colors. Now, a lot of people ask me some questions about where did I get these numbers and where did I get these colors. Now, I know I got picked up both from my study of the Paiute Netaru. The Paiute Netaru is loosely translated to mean the tree of life. Tree of life is symbolic, is a symbolic meaning of life. The symbolism is that life is a tree, and just like a tree has different branches, the tree of life has branches of laws. The laws that govern the creation represent the branches. All the branches on the tree work together to produce some beautiful fruit. It might not always be sweet and edible, not to everybody, but you can rest assured if nature brings it on, it is sweet to some body, or some person, some thing in creation. That's just happened to be the way the creation works. Nothing is created without a purpose. There are some things that are made without a purpose, but we just separate out created from what is made. What is made are things that are constituted together from the things that was created. Now we say that the God of the universe created everything. He created every person. He created every place, and he created everything. And from these creations, from the creation of these things, then, of course, human things from what was created. You can't create anything. Everything that's going to be created has already been created. That is on the earth. I'm not speaking about what goes on in other places or in other lives, but in this life, only one thing can only be created one time. But multiple things can be made from what was created. And what we intend to do is share information about how to help to shape, mold, and make things grow into the perfection that we believe is possible. As a matter of fact, we say belief, but we know it is possible for things that are made to be made perfectly. And they can be made perfectly if we begin with ourselves and we become perfect, even as the source of our creation is perfect. And we overcome obstacles, we overcome challenges, we overcome issues that brings us into a processes that will result in us mastering whatever it is that's challenging us. And once you master it, then you can use that mastery to go on to mastering other aspects of your life. There's no life on earth that is being lived without challenges and issues. If you don't have any more challenges and issues, you're not on the earth. You're no longer alive. All right. So that could be seen as the commentary for this day. Now, what we're going to do, the first article we're going to review, we're going to review them. I think I'll be able to get to two today. That was an article that I wrote on October the 18th. That would be Friday. That would be a 7-day. And Friday is a green day. That's the color. The color of Friday is green. The law for the day is number 7. And the name, that number 7 translates into Het Heru. Het Heru is the law that predominates imagination. Het Heru predominates the use of our imagination about anything and everything. So we say, imagine freedom for black people. Imagine freedom for black people. Freedoms mean to be free to practice self-determination. Now my former commentary, when we are free to practice self-determination, we freely make decisions that are in our own best interest. This is why it is impossible to be free unless you do for self. Opportunities for black people have never been better to do for self than they are in the year 2013. We're not yet free, but our oppressor is preoccupied with staving off his doom. Can successfully stave off their doom if they obey the laws, but they are not, so they must suffer the consequences. Yep, I said that right. If you misunderstood the word stave, it's S-T-A-V-E. That means delay or put away with. And we made the point that opportunity is prevalent for the black man and woman today because of the preoccupation of our enemies, our oppressors, with trying to prevent events from overcoming him in ways that would result in his doom. And a careful observance of what he's trying to do to stave off the doom, he's adding some of the things that are the reasons why he is doomed. He will be doomed because of his own bad deeds and his history. Yeah, okay, so will everyone else. But we did not chattel enslave anybody. So our history and our future, our destiny, is different from those who consider themselves to be owners of another human being. That is not the destiny of black people. It would be our destiny if we hinge our future on to them, or we identify what they're doing is what we should be doing. But unless you disassociate yourself, mentally I'm talking about, from the people who are experiencing the doom, unless you disassociate yourself from that mentality, that means you will also be doomed. And I've had some black people say they don't know and they don't want to know. When, you know, when I try to bring some bit of truth to them, if we end the discussion, I had this brother tell me he don't know and he don't want to know. I said, okay, once you make that statement, you won't have any more discussion from me. Now, the application of the law. The application of the law, as the creation adjusts itself to right the injustice that is visiting African people, the energy necessary to extricate our doom or our destiny, the energy necessary to extricate our destiny from the hell trip is in quotes, the hell trip our oppressors are on will not in a vacuum. No, the energy is bearing against the wrongdoers who orchestrated the hell trip. Black people are not being oppressed by white people. Black people are still being oppressed by white oppressors. And their nincompoop boule. That nincompoop boule. N-I-N-C-O-M-P-O-O-T. Then we call it a boule that's connected to white people in a particular way. We call them nincompoop. In and I'll leave it up to you to look up in the dictionary what nincompoop means. If you already know the meaning of nincompoop, I would like to talk to you so we can have a laugh together, a smile. But nincompoop was the best description I could come up with for Boulé. Boulé are people, black people, who pledge themselves to white people and white people systems in a particular way. They pledge themselves to be satisfied, to be second, to be second-class citizens, to be less than white people. They agree that white people are the rulers and white people should rule, not just for a while, but they agree that white people should rule forever. That's why they're called Boulé. And that, now this particular information is coming from Brother Steve Coakley. The energy necessary to right the wrong will also come to bear against nincompoops or anyone who clings to the hellish ways concocted to make domination of black people possible. The overall ways of the hell trip, the overall ways of the hell trip of our oppression, the overall hell trip of our oppression is predicated on a false doctrine. The false doctrine is the notion of white supremacy. The concocted, hellish ways of white supremacy-based societies include death against black people who want to do for self, denatured food, unclean water, hard work for low wages, a false and distorted history in public education, and etc. Application of the law of Heru allows us to imagine what things are like when we do for self. All of the hellish ways of the oppressor must be changed or done away with. This is the overall view of what it means to do for self. However, unless you practice the other universal laws on the tree of life, the Pa'ut Eteru, confusion, fear, and failure will stop any effort for self job done. I'm going to read that paragraph again. This is the overall view of what it means to do for self. However, unless you practice the other universal laws on the tree of life, the Pa'ut Eteru, confusion, fear, and failure will stop any effort to get the do-for-self job done. But imagination alone will allow you to do the first requirement to do-for-self. When you imagine, you must also use the laws that predominate the necessary power to imagine. Imagine freedom for black people. That law is the one that when added to Heteru number 7, add up to a master number, the name of that law is Seka. That's number 2 on the Pa'ut Eteru. 7 plus 3 equals 10 reduced to 1. And 1 is Aset, meaning the self-realized human. That means he's mastered all of the laws. So that sign, this is how you find out how to maximize each law. You find another law that adds up to 10, and you can maximize the law of Het Heru. It is not likely you are consciously knowledgeable about any of the laws, not if you are still wedded to the hellish ways of white supremacy. But conscious or not, if you can imagine freedom for black people, by definition, you must have some knowledge. Remember, knowledge is power. In this case, you're using the knowledge, the power, to imagine freedom for African people. You're on your way. Whether you get there will depend on your amount of power, knowledge about the laws that will get y'all done. To avoid belaboring my point, I will go directly to work. I'll go directly to the point. There's a natural thing you can do to get more knowledge and power about the Paiute Netaru. You can become conscious of something you will be a part of, whether you know or want to know or not. This is the annual orbit of our Earth. This is the annual orbit of our Earth around the sun. We on the Earth cannot opt not to take the solar cycle journey, which is the name of the orbit. This is well-known knowledge. It happens to be elementary scientific information. Everyone should know immediately if they take any amount of science that there's an orbit, that the Earth travels around the sun every 12 months. So if you know that, you have a certain amount of power already. It just takes a more study, which would give you additional power, since knowledge is power. Our ancestors chose their knowledge about the solar cycle journey to give us the keys to having a successful, enjoyable journey. They did so by explaining that everything we do is based on laws that govern the creation. The more you know about the laws, the most success and enjoyment you're bound to have. You can read previous articles about how to prepare for the journey, what to do during the journey, and how to evaluate how well you're doing or not doing, since we're in the season to make that evaluation for the year 2013. Reading this today, listening to this today, should be read with that in your mind. We are doing evaluations even as we attempt to apply the law. You can go to www.khabooks.com to see more information about the above. KKVV. KKVV means the Khalifa Kujichakalil Village in Virginia. It is a place where you can come to experience the limited laws of the journey. Our ancestors told us that the only way you can prove you're master of the laws of creation is to live them. When you come to Kujichakalil Village, you will experience seeing food growing, books being manufactured, vegetarian and vegan food to eat, and you will be able to take the Nat Turner Trail tour. In other words, you will be able to see ways that you can break free of white domination and do for self. This will range from land you can use to grow your own food or support a crop, write and publish a book, or help someone write and publish a book for you or about you. You can also understand how to publish and print a book, buy a book, or open a black bookstore. All of this is going on right here in Kujichakalia Village. But you have to look hard. It's not like we have a big factory here, but it's going on. Just as surely as the sun is going on and the earth is going on, though you can't feel it, it's going on. If you want to know more about what's happening in Kujichakalia Village in Southampton County, you can reach us at Khalifa 1. That's Khalifa, the number 1, at khabooks.com. Khalifa is spelled K-H-A-L-I-F-A-H. You can also reach us by telephone. Telephone number is 434-378-2140. Please call between 10 a.m. and 3. Now, that's the end of the reading of the first article. In the format we use, we then go to check the switchboard and see if there's anyone who would like to join us in this discussion this morning. And I'm at the switchboard. I don't see anybody right now.
Is anybody listening? Mm-hmm. I wonder, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. A voice in the wilderness. Uh-huh. I wonder, can you see me? Trouble is on the land. Every man against every man. Sister, I wonder, can you stand? Come here and take my hand. Grab the babies and get my gun. Mm-hmm. Boy in the street, it's on, it's on. Mm-hmm. Sober up real quick, real quick. Mm-hmm. Put down a glass stick. Mm-hmm. No more puffing on your cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Get ready for the party tricks. Mm-hmm. Is anybody listening? I wonder, can you hear me? This voice in the wilderness. I wonder, can you see?
I'm
are here and others are gone. Concentrate, you can't stand, they wrong. Hush, be quiet, don't say a word. Brothers, hold on to your sisters. Brothers and sisters, hold on to your babies. You're gonna be alright. I know it don't look good right now, but put your hand in the hand of the Most High. That way you can't lose. Keep on pressing on. Keep on pressing on. Keep on.
Yes, good morning again. I'm back. I hope you enjoyed listening to Brother Dawa in my absence while I was gone. I think that we did read that first article from last week, and we're going to review, you know, with your permission, we're going to review the another article. So just hold on for 1 second. Let me cue my place up here. You may have surmised already that we're in the Nat Turner Library. This is not one of those fine, swanky radio studios with a bank of directors and producers who provide all your needs. This is a do-for-self effort. Okay. Okay, the next article we're going to review, and this will be the last one. I did schedule the show for an hour and a half, but I do that as a safety net, meaning that if I decide to go for an hour and a half, I would definitely go for an hour and a half. If one of my writers called up and they would like to review a new book, or we want to reserve some time to review a new book by somebody or other, we have some extra time. And I try to read at least 2 articles a day to give some kind of contrast, and hopefully that the symbolism involved in what we are doing is not too far out or too far-fetched for the regular people who may stumble upon our broadcast at some point. If it is, I did send you to the next a place where you can get some rudimentary or elementary information about what we're talking about, and you also have a telephone if you have some questions. I'm concerned because at one time or another we were all had smaller amounts of knowledge than we have in our lives today. That is, if we are progressing, if we're evolving. If we're evolving in life, we're learning. Of course, you know, there are some people who are not evolving. Some people don't want to evolve. Sister Rita told me one time that she was trying to enlighten one of her brother-in-laws about some good information. And he told her that he don't know and he don't want to know. I mean, Sister Rita, she stopped talking to him and left that house immediately. And when she got back home, my wife is pretty intense sometimes. The reason she didn't open her mouth, because I know she was pretty angry at that time. She came, me and her had a nice talk and a good laugh about it afterwards. But anyway, the next article we're going to read was a cybercast yesterday, Saturday, on 10/19/2013. The Saturday is the black number. You know, that's black is the predominant color for that particular day. And we say predominant color because you don't have to wear all black. That's not what it means. It just means being conscious of the fact that there's a color that predominates all the other colors on the rainbow on that particular day, or that on the spectrum on that particular day. And the number 10/19/2013, it equates to the number 8. And 8 on the Tree of Life is the number for Sabbat, which means unification, unity. And Sabbat happens to be my own Kemet name, Sabbat. And yesterday we had a village, I won't say a village full of people, but we had about 15 or 20 people in the village yesterday enjoying themselves, laughing and talking, walking, going to the back, chanting. They call it toning, but what they be doing is chanting. And their favorite place to chant is back at Sister Rita Farad's Peace Garden. And that's one of the places where we would take you if you ever visit Coochie Chocolier Village and go past the house or past the campus where the library is, and you walk towards the back, we would probably steer you to the clearing in the woods that we call Sister Rita Farad Peace Garden. We intend to do some magnificent things back there, and you'll be able to participate and enjoy all of them. But anyway, that was Saturday. The number is 8, Sabbat, unification, united entities in creation to make wholes. It is the law. Sabbat is the law that predominates our ability to use letters to make words, words to make sentences, sentences to make paragraphs, and paragraphs to make pages, and etc. If not for the law of Sabbat, there's no way in creation that this could be done. The laws are so deaf, they're so beautiful in their simplicity, that the God who made these laws, the God who created these laws, he made it so you wouldn't even be conscious of them sometimes. But they're necessary, especially the necessary ones, the necessary things that the laws govern about ourselves. The God didn't want to take a chance on the fact that you may forget. Suppose the law that governs the beating of your heart. Suppose you had to remember every time your heart beats. You know, the God didn't want to take a chance. He said, man, you may forget to beat your heart. So what the God said is, I'll make that automatic. I'll make that automatic. So he won't, she won't have to remember to beat their hearts or to bat their eyes. Now, you know what bat their eye means, though. Know? You might not be from Alabama. That's what we call blinking, bat your eyes. Okay, the commentary for the law of Sabbat. Since every aspect of life is predominated by a particular law, the mastery of said law allows for mastery of other aspects of life. Laws are so fundamental to our being in earth suits, humans. We needn't think to use any law at any particular time, save there's difficulty in doing things in particular. Our Creator is so very divine, he was of a mind to replicate himself. As beings created of the self-created divine being, We are constituted of the only person, place, or thing that was present at the beginning. And that person, place, and thing was the Creator. So the first beings created are of the Creator himself, but only the original beings on the earth, black humans. Application of the laws of our Constitution allowed us to use the laws to make and use persons, places, and things. Now, I know that's a mouthful, and it's different. I have not seen that stated any other place, and I have done some research on it, that we were created using the laws that we're constituted of. Now, I've seen that. I'm not the first one to say that. But I think I'm the first one to say that after we were created, then we made the human body. We made the human body in order to place ourselves in it, so we would be visible on the earth. And we use the earth to make body. My use of the terminology earth suit was taken from my recent wife, Sister Judy Carter. That's what she always called the human body, the earth suit. So I thought it was appropriate for me to use it this morning, and I'm just trying to give her credit. I'm not trying to take anybody's jewels, or their good expression. This is a good expression. It's very explanatory. But anyway, once we put into that, once we place ourselves as beings, we were created as beings, invisible. And in order to be visible, we made something out of the earth that was already visible. They said that the Creator created the earth and everything in it before he then created the human, or created the being. He wasn't called human at that point. He was just called a being that was created. He becomes a human being once he becomes conscious of the fact that he is a creation of Almighty God, and that the earth suit is not him. He is in the earth suit. And what he tries to do in that earth suit is get that earth suit to obey him, so that earth suit will eventually become perfect, even as he was created to be perfect. And I know that'll take some more study, and I will do some more study. Trust me. Yep. Now, let's see if we can kind of apply some of what we're saying. We have stated many, many times that the only known way to attain to mastery of anything under the sun is to overcome the challenges and issues that trouble our lives. Sure, there's pain and there's inconvenience in the lives of us all. This invites us to master the laws as we overcome the challenges or issues. In fact, you overcome or you succumb to the challenge, depending, of course, on the severity of the issue or challenge. We're fortunate to be of the originals of the Creator. However, being such gives us no escape for the processes of life. It does give us information about self that need not be learned or proved. Proper, correct knowledge of self, that is, we don't have to prove that. We don't have to go out and prove that we were created to be divine beings. It can be proved in any no limit of time, but all you need to do is be awakened to the fact. And once you awaken to the fact that you were created to be a divine being, yeah, of course, you can accept it or you can reject it. You know, it's your choice. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the first one who told us that particular fact. He said we were created to be gods and goddesses. And the things that we have to do in life to overcome our challenges and issues is the way to attain to mastery, to achieve that. And that is what the rewarding, enjoyable experience of life is about. Once we do accept our own and be ourselves, we study the correct knowledge. Study of the correct knowledge will beget us the understanding. The understanding will then be equivalent. I mean, wisdom will be the equivalent. Will be equivalent to our understanding. And then it is the wisdom we can use to use the essence of the knowledge. Don't forget, the Rita Farad Khalifa, Sister Rita Farad Khalifa told us on no uncertain terms that knowledge is power and ignorance is death. How we apply the derived power determine the challenges we must overcome to become master of the processes of life that we are discussing or that we are inclined to do. In the systems that was based on the false notion of white supremacy, there happens to be plenty of knowledge to use to succeed within white domination of our lives. No excuse. There's no excuse for not being successful, whatever the challenge is. You can be successful whatever the challenge is. Don't matter. The challenge just gives you an opportunity to be successful in overcoming that challenge, get to a point of mastery of that challenge, and that will make you a superhuman being. You wouldn't be super because you mastered one thing about life. But once you master one thing about life and you're feeling good about yourself, then there's some other things about life that you will challenge yourself to also overcome. That is life. We said earlier that if you don't have any challenges and issues in life, that means there's no need anymore for you to be on the earth. You don't need this life any longer if you don't have any challenges and issues. That's right. You will be leaving here. You will be taken away from here if you don't have any more challenges. Okay, you'll be taken away from here too if you make a mistake. If the mistake you make in life is so tragic, you lose the life. If it is so tragic, if the mistake you made is so steep, create a mountain in your life that is too high for you to climb, and you be climbing up on that high mountain trying to overcome that challenge, but you may realize somewhere during that climb that you're not going to make it. That may be sound sad, but we think that we all have enough knowledge in life so we can understand and have enough wisdom not to tackle a steep hill, a steep mountain that you can't climb. That's where your wisdom would come in. You get knowledge about what you're going to do before you go. Don't start your trip. Don't get halfway into what you're going to do and then try to figure out what you're going to do. Of course, there's some people who live their lives like that. They don't think past tomorrow. They be thinking right into today. And that's it. Tomorrow come, they have not planned ahead. That's the nature of life. Later on this afternoon, we're going to take a journey on that Turner Trail just to kind of keep ourselves tuned up, because we're going to be doing some Nat Turner Trail tours next month. So we're going to go out on Nat Turner Trail tour, and we're going to look at some of the edifices that are up that tell us that Nat Turner walked this land that we own today. He planned to do what he did on this particular land. But the big thing that you must understand, the reason for the success of Nat Turner was the level of planning that went into what he ultimately did. He planned. Now, in closing out this article, let us say, how we apply the derived power determine the challenges we must overcome to become master of the processes of life. In the systems that are based on the false notion of white supremacy, there happens to be plenty of knowledge to use to succeed within the white domination of our lives. U.S. President Barack Obama, hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and Russell Simmons, and et cetera, they use the knowledge to succeed at what they do. And what they do is work in conformity to the dictates of the rules of the false doctrine that is known as white supremacy. We told you earlier, unless you disassociate yourself from the false notion of white supremacy, you will be subject to the same consequence for what they did in their past. We also pointed out that we're going to be responsible for what we do based on what we did in the past. But trust me, anyone who takes a small look, an in-depth look at what white people did to black people in chattel slavery, second-class citizenship, hanging us, and doing other dastardly things to black people, this is going to be, they're going to have to pay for that. Now, anybody who know what they did and still want to be a part of them and their destiny, I mean, you deserve it. If that doom is coming, you say you want to be part of that doom, okay, you have your choice. Just don't disassociate yourself from their mentality. And we're not talking about a physical disassociation. It's only one earth. So when we say disassociate, we couldn't be talking about go on another planet. We're talking about mentally. And the only known way that black people will ever be completely disassociated from white people if we do for self. We know white people supply all our food that we don't grow ourselves. For most of our people, the children grow up not even knowing that food grows out of the ground. Greens grow out of the ground, and apples grow on trees. They think it, when you ask them where does the food come from, they'll tell you the supermarket. That's sad, but it's true. I mean, I'm serious here. I've heard that That was the answer that little children in the urban areas of the north and south, they would give that kind of answer. But on that Turner, in that Turner Library, this is also a farm where we practice doing for self, and we're going to be growing as much of our food as we can in the future and cooking that food as healthily as we can. Us who attain to certain degrees of understanding of proper knowledge have the equivalent wisdom to enjoy life by trying to live the laws by which we are created. The laws explicitly tell us that the objective is to live them. That is, become master of each and every law. The laws that are rules, the laws are the rules proper knowledge informs us to use to live our lives. So it's all about study, and that's all I'm saying. I'm not making a big deal about anything. Anybody who knows Khalifa, they know sometimes I act so nonchalantly about the things that we do and the things that we say. A lot of people think I don't care. But I do. But I do. And I study. And I just try to share the things that I do with the expectation and hope that someone else will see what I'm doing and want to become part of what it is that I'm doing that they would like to be doing in their lives, but for whatever reason, they're not doing it. If it looks like I'm happy or satisfied or happy, I have nice children or great grandson, a nice place for children to come and run around and play basketball and football and touch ball and dodgeball and all those other kind of balls to play hide and seek. If you would like to have that kind of setup, it would pay for you to ask somebody else how they did it. I'm not saying just ask me, but there are other people who have more than I have, and I'm not talking about how much I got, because a lot of time when I think about how much I got, then the next thing I do is start thinking about how much I don't have. And I don't want to get into that. I want to stay in the moment and stay in the enjoyment of what I got. Unless you use what you don't have and you know your life is going to be enhanced and be better if you get something else, so then you have to make up your mind to come up with a plan in order to get the next thing that you desire to have. As we close out this morning, I would like to give a shout out to my great-grandson and let him know how proud I am that I have a grandson named Heru. Heru, I am proud of the way you handled yourself yesterday. I know it was, you experienced some discomfort sometime to see the other children playing with your pet, your cat. They asked you the name of your pet, and you told them. You said, the name of the cat is BB. And everybody laughed about that. But I told him, no, Heru gave it a name. His mother wanted to give it another name, and I agreed. But Heru had a different name. BB, that's the name of the cat. So they were giving that cat so much attention yesterday that they just got around that baby. One of the little girls had the cat up in her arms, and Heru wanted to play with his cat. And then later on, hopefully, we're going to try to train Heru, or try to train the cat, so that when Heru calls, the cat will come. Heru will say, BB, and BB will come running. Anyway, that's the program for this morning, and I'm very happy to be able to share as much as I did this morning. We read two articles in full, and This is H. Khalif Khalifa in Southampton County, wishing you a good day and a good life. I'm sorry, I just thought of something that I meant to say, and I will say it now. I have to remind myself, I can't use an excuse for not having a producer for not giving some publicity about coming events that's going to be happening here in the Coogee Chocolier Village. The people I have, we have a lot of good people starting to come and patronize this place. So the least I can do is, so when I'm on the radio, is announce that they're coming and invite you to participate. The next major event here will be, of course, you know, we're going to, I'm not talking about October the 31st, and that was the time the Nat Turner was recaptured. We do acknowledge that each year. But the next public event that we are publicizing will be the Soul Psychic Fair. Soul, S-O-U-L, Psychic Fair. It could also be Soul Mystic Fair. Soul Fair. Don't get taken away by the call of it psychic. All psychic is just power of the spirit. The power that your spirit has is called psychic power. And there are some people who study the mysticism about what goes on, even though you can't see. They study about what goes on in the world that you can't see. To me, that's the best way I can explain it. So some of my people who are into religion are just into dealing with things of this world, and they don't consider the fact that there's another part of us that's called spirit. They don't understand why people would make conscientious study about the spirit, and we would have a psychic fair, which seems to them to be counter to what we believe. But it's not so much what you believe, but what you know. And we're getting away from the belief part of it, getting into what we know. So furthermore, I would say that the psychic fair is being sponsored by somebody. And the Coogee Chocolier Village or the Nat Turner Library is a place where people can bring their programs, bring their people, and be and have a place where they're a place of safety and a nice place where they can put on an event and not have to worry about somebody breaking in and disagreeing with what they are presenting. Any disagreements with what they are presenting will already have been vetted by Khalifa. I reserve the right to look over all programs, all schedules, and I will not have anything advertised that would be counter to what we believe and what we know and what we do here in Coogee Chocolier Village. Now, there may be something that goes on during the program that I would not know about until it happens. But if that happens, then, of course, you know, they wouldn't be coming back anymore unless they changed it. But we're going to see a program schedule before it comes. Now, that psychic fair is on November the 16th, and the visionary for Coogee Chocolier Villages International, Brother Kidi Awadu, will be here, and he will be making a presentation about superfoods and its importance to the spiritual part of our being, healthy spiritual growth. He will be making a presentation to that effect, but he will also be helping to organize the food. The food, of course, in this village, in this house, in this place in that Turner Library building is the kitchen belongs to my daughter, Nadira. She is the boss in the kitchen here, Nadira Yuhuu Khalifa. And she is an accomplice. She is an accomplice cook. I would call her chef, but she don't know all the ins and outs of vegan food preparation yet. And she don't have a book yet. Once she learns some more from Kitty about making vegan food and publish her book, then we will call her chef. And maybe she don't want to be called a chef. Maybe all she want to do is be called mom or ma-ma-ma. So this is H. Khalif Khalif in Southampton County again, this time really signing off. Thank you for listening.